When you hear that music, it's time to connect, to connect, connect, connect the dots. What dots? Not that dot on your forehead. Connect the dots on the piece of paper. Connect the dots on what is happening in the world. This is your host, Tom Edison. Kind of like that inventor. Did the light bulb go off in your head? Well, hey, this is the real Tom Edison speaking here. And let's connect the dots. Government is out of control. They make one bad decision after another. We're not just talking about the American government here. We're talking about all the governments in the whole wide world. There might even be some galactic governments from ET races are making bad decisions, too. I think that's a contagion here on planet Earth, making bad decisions. Well, at least when it comes to government, it certainly is. And, oh, my God, there's just so many things happening now. You know, this whole a bunch of shenanigans with somebody leaks a message that the Supreme Court is going to get rid of Roe versus Wade. I mean, what people need to be demanding is we get rid of the Supreme Court in these decisions. They shouldn't have some authority. Nine fools who don't even know how to go to a restaurant and order breakfast correctly. They're entitled to decide what people can or cannot do with their own body. And the real, truthfully, hey, this is a call-in radio show. That is truthfully 888-627-6008. Yeah, if you got something important to say, hey, call in. Meanwhile, I'll talk about the important things. One of the biggest problems is the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And all we have in this world is partial truth until there's full disclosure. All these people want to argue about abortion. You know, I mean, people will do what they want to do or what they feel is right for them. You know, that's how it is. The real story about a baby inside a womb, the complete story of what's known, and there's a lot more of what's known than is ever talked about anywhere. And that would be a good place to start. And the fact of the matter is, you know, the baby alive in the womb is only part of the living creature. The consciousness had to be brought in or pulled in or deposited there somehow, some way, by someone. You know, consciousness, when a man and woman have sex and they, the sperm fertilizes the ovary, you know the deal. That's all I want to tell you. Okay, that makes the physical form for the consciousness to come into. As to exactly what time the consciousness comes into the baby that's growing inside the mother, well, that doesn't have to be cut in stone. That is not written in stone. It can be a different time for different people. And that's part of the equation that needs to be talked about. And there's a lot of information about that. And the fact of the matter is that when someone goes for an abortion, it's known, the universe knows that woman's going for an abortion, and if there is a consciousness in the baby already, it will be pulled out before the abortion. No, there isn't a suffering consciousness during the event of the abortion. So, you know, we need to bring that into the conversation, too. I mean, and that's about all I'm going to say about it, but that's right. What you heard there is more than you probably heard in your whole life about the situation of what a real human is all about. Consciousness does not come from the male sperm and ovary. They just create the man and the woman, the physical man and the physical woman just create the body, the physical body. The consciousness has to come in from another dimension, from a faster vibrating situation into the slower vibrating situation of physical reality. And while we're talking about that, you know, as a matter of fact, people don't understand that these things called dimensions, and we're not talking about the carpenter's length, width, and height, these things called dimensions, which are really realms or zones of reality, determined by frequency parameters. Like there's cycles per second, otherwise known as hertz. Yeah, well, this common dimension here we call physical reality has parameters of so many hertz per second up to so many hundreds of thousands of seconds, vibrations per second. And then the next dimension, maybe it's in the millions. And then after that, it goes into the billions and then into the trillions. And as you go up the dimensions or the realms, the zones of reality, the vibrations increase. So anyone existing, any consciousness, whether they have, I mean, if they have a body, you won't see that body if they're vibrating fast enough. That's right. And that'll help you understand that there's plenty of invisible entities on our world right now. They're walking amongst us. They're flying amongst us. That's why you should, one, go out and get my book, Connect the Dots Theory, because that's why I wrote the book, to educate the human race about what's being kept from you, showing you the pictures of what exists beyond your visual sight. And showing you also what you can see with your vision. If you go out there looking for it, take your face out of your cell phone and look up in the sky once in a while, especially at nighttime. And in connection, but before I go any further, because I have a lot to say tonight, I just wanted to wish Pioneer Rock and Roll, one of the originators, the pioneers of rock and roll, Charlie Gracie, happy birthday. This rocking and rolling guitar player, singer, made his first record back in 1951. That's right. You heard me right. 1951. That's what makes this guy a pioneer of rock and roll. And the name of the record that he recorded back in 1951 was called Rockin' and Rollin'. Well, if that don't beat all. So there is the root of that phrase that got later coined called rock and roll. Taken right out of that song that Charlie Gracie from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Happy birthday, Charlie. It's your 86th birthday, and you're still rocking strong. He's kind of limited now where he can play because of all this fake COVID nonsense going on. And believe me, everything that has been said on the mainstream media news, on the by the phony politicians, including the phony president of the United States, has been lies. Outright lies, and they've been proven to be lies. Those are the facts. Can you prove those are not the facts? Well, hey, you know, do what you believe you can do. But they haven't proved anything. You know, if there was only an alternative news show that could do counterpoints on what they say. I mean, they have no proof for anything they say on the TV. They just make statements, and nobody gets to question it. If we question them, and we're allowed to, and we try to do that on places like Twitter, and until we run into trouble with the censors, trying to censor us from revealing the truth, you know, the misinformers want to censor the informers. We're the informers, the regular people. The misinformers are the ones on the TV, the teleprompter readers. So anyhow, before I forget, yeah, happy birthday to Charlie Gracie. one of the last living rock and rollers out there, you know, and had the original songs. I call it the first true rock and roll record. Look it up, Rockin' and Rollin' by Charlie Gracie. So there's a lot about him on the web, too. Just look at key in his name, Charlie Gracie, G-R-A-C-I-E. And you'll be amazed at what you didn't know. And, of course, he had a rough deal back in the 1950s. You know, he had a 3 million record seller on hit the number one for a couple of weeks here in the U.S. and other countries. And the record label that put his record out there and recorded him and had a contract with him, didn't pay him a dime. And this dragged over until 1958, whereupon he finally, somewhere in 1958, he went saying, hey, where's my money? You haven't paid me anything. You sold 3 million records of my copies of my record, and I was entitled to 3 cents a copy, whatever it was. And they refused to give him his money, so he had to take him to court. Once he took him to court, they told him, the record company, that you'll never work in this town again. You'll never get airplay on the radio again. And consequently, most people haven't heard about Charlie Gracie. But he was one of the pioneers of rock and roll. Come on, can you know anybody else that had a rock and roll record back in 1951? And the name of the record was Rockin' and Rollin'. Hey, look it up, people. And what can I tell you? I've said it there. So back to the nonsense going on with the government. Hey, the crooks are going to be taken to court. More people are posting videos, not on YouTube, because they're a censor network, too, when it comes to political statements. But there's the other networks, Telegram, BitChute, blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And there's so many of them now. I can't remember all the names, but there's places to place your political comments. Anyhow, the crooks, the phony politicians, the CEO corporate clowns that are destroying our earth are going to be taken to court. Some of them will, most of them will be found guilty. And even if they, the court cases don't happen that fast, eventually the ETs are landing. That's right, I've talked about it before. Wake up, people. Extraterrestrial beings are alive. They're here on Earth. They're out in their spacecraft circling the Earth. They're hanging out in our solar system. They have bases on the moon. They have bases, underground bases right here on Earth. And they walk amongst us. And to get a grasp of how deep it goes, you got to watch that movie called They Live, 1988 movie starring the late Roddy Piper, professional wrestler and famous personality. And he stars in that movie, and he puts on the sunglasses, and he's able to see the aliens walking amongst us, plus all the hidden agendas behind the billboards and the TV screens that are subliminally communicating with people to obey government, obey authority, follow the rules, eat, work, consume, obey. And the subliminal messages he sees there in every billboard, in every magazine, and in every printed thing that's out there. Plus, you can see the aliens with the sunglasses on. So it'll give you an idea as to what we're up against here. Plus, there's other things that the movie doesn't even address. Of course, there's the invisible demonic spirits, the fallen angels who are floating about consciousness, and they got nothing better to do than to fly around and look for gullible humans to victimize. They're the ones that cause trouble. they're the ones that are mind controllers too. Of course, then there's the New World Order. They have their own sophisticated AI machinery to mind control people. And they're, you know, still trying to put chips in people. And apparently they've succeeded getting chips into a certain amount of the population with the vaccines. I mean, God help us. How can you people that took the vaccine be that so stupid? You were brainwashed from childhood. That's how it happened. But it's time to wake up, you know, and may God help you if you got the vaccine, because you might be in for a big surprise when your body starts to fall apart. It's a little genocide, planned genocide. I've mentioned it before. There's a cartoon over 100 years old that showed everything that's going on now with the fake pandemic. It was in a cartoon over 100 years ago. And even before that, they were newspaper ads back in the late 1800s were talking negatively about vaccines that the mad doctors were trying to impose upon the general public, along with the pharmaceutical industry. And hey, it was out there that long ago. People forgot about it. They didn't take it seriously, and people got conned into believing authority. And the real abuse of authority all happened in the 20th century, and it's gone into high gear in the 21st century here. And then we had the other Archon invasion of 1996. Archon meaning more demonic beings in a way. All kinds of energy creatures that feed off negativity and encourage you to create negativity so they can feed off you, they can suck on your aura, all kinds of bad things like that. If you don't know about it, that's, well, you need to start looking about it, you know? Take the word, say, you can download any of the shows I've done. And it'd be nice if you subscribe to my show. Here I'm out here giving 100 years worth of college education in a 1 hour show. And this is an educational show. The information I've learned in life, self-taught, I sought the truth. And boy, when you start seeking the truth, man, the universe starts arranging for you to find it. And believe me, you can't find anybody with a college education on this planet that knows more than I do. You can't. You know, it doesn't mean I'm greater than them. I'm just more knowledgeable, you know, because colleges are another form. They all got turned into brainwashing institutions. You know, the New World Order, you know, the modern New World Order started, let's say, actually 1776 over in Europe. Isn't that funny? The same year we had our independence in America, over in Europe, the New World Order was starting with the group called the Illuminati, which, you know, morphed into the New World Order today. Other people joined along the way. Hey, that's a poem. But, you know, we have the top echelon of the Masons belong to it. Top echelon of the Jesuits, like the Pope, belong to it. And while we're talking about the Catholic religion, that's one of the things out there. What's the name? Alex Jones got reinstated to Twitter, so he gets to post his shows on there again. And even though I don't think Elon Musk has really bought the company yet, who even cares? Well, he can't be as bad as the people who own it presently. And I was looking at some of the things he's posting, and they're planning on, if this Roe Wade thing gets changed, knocked down by the Supreme Court, nine idiots that can't even go to a diner and order breakfast correctly, and these people are in charge of making decisions that are going to infect 350 million people in America. Unbelievable. But they're going to get pushed aside quickly, too, because who's taking over who exactly? WHO. The WHO is taking over the world right in front of your face. And everyone listen to me. I guarantee none of yous, you know, but prove me wrong. Call in and tell me that you are doing something to stop what's going on. I mean, they love to tell us what they're planning on doing, you know, and I think that justifies, hey, we told you so. We told you we're crazy. We told you we want to do genocide upon you. We told you we wanted to depopulate the world. We told you we wanted to poison the food. We told you we wanted to poison the water. We told you we wanted to calcify your pineal gland. We told you so, and you didn't complain, so we thought it was okay. And this is how it gets played out. Well, just in case you're not aware, the WHO, now we're talking about the rock band from the 60s here, the WHO, W-H-O, the World Health Organization. That's right. They're having some meeting get together. I think it's in Switzerland. Hey, correct me if I'm wrong. One of those European places there, communities, at the end of May, a couple of weeks to go, and they're going to take over, literally, certain aspects of the world. And they're going to empower themselves to have the authority to go into any country and implement lockdowns, restrictions, mandatory vaccinations, you name it, anything bad they can think of. And they will, of course, because that's where the money is, you know? Why do people do evil things? Because there's money in it. That's it. Sad but true. And the World Health Organization, of course, they're just another puppet for the New World Order. And the New World Order is using their puppet, the WHO, to negate the nationality, the sovereignty of your country. And once they pass this, believe me, they're going to exercise that newly self-appointed power as soon as possible, and they'll be sending UN, United Nations, yeah, another crooked organization. They're going to be sending United Nations troops to enforce the World Health Organization decrees. This is happening, and they're going to vote this into international law at the end of this month. Who in the listening audience out there, is there anyone doing anything to stop this? I won't ask if there's anyone in government. No, because all the governments, if there's any honest people in any government in the world, they are in a severe minority, and they can't get things done. You know, the best form of government is actually a dictatorship. Yeah. You know, I learned that in junior high school in America. Yeah, I had a good teacher there. I was a young teacher right out of college. And she wasn't afraid to speak the truth. And the reason a dictator is the best form of government, because the dictator can act immediately. You know, of course, it has to be a good dictator, somebody that knows what it is to serve the people. You know, that's why I ran for president in the last couple of elections as a write-in candidate. That's right. Look it up, Tom Edison. And right now, I still got my website up from the last election. I wasn't even going to bother to change it. It's 2020presidenttomedison.com. You know, but if you go to the site, I've changed the numbers to 2024. My agendas haven't changed, you know, to serve the people. You know, my ethics are the teaching of Jesus. It's in the book of Mark, 9 chapter, verse 35. Look it up. You know, the one who wants to be the leader has to be the servant of everyone. Hey, and that's the kind of person I am, you know. And I like solving problems, and I know the solutions to all the problems. Yeah, the solutions to all the problems are known. They've been known for a long time, except there isn't too much money in solutions. All the money is in creating chaos and duping people with fake cures and all kinds of other bad things. And that's the way it is. So that's it. I'm running again for president of the United States as a write-in candidate in 2024. Now, if you're an intelligent person listening to my voice and you live in America, you should be interested in supporting me. You should, in fact, contact me. You can contact me through the radio. All the information how to contact me is on the BBS radio, you know? And the safest way to contact people is actually write them a letter. That's right. Of course, you can call into the show. That's pretty safe, too. I'm not even going to bother to explain that one to you, but just take my word for it. But, you know, now that if you're listening tonight and you're listening to what I'm saying, I am definitely the most qualified person to be the next president of the United States because I know how to take command of the situation and I know how to issue out the orders to solve the problems. Yeah? It's really that easy. All the solutions are known. Don't expect a politician to learn about the solutions. He's too busy pocketing bribe money to promote whatever the money tells him to do, including the fake president of the United States. You know, God only knows. How come this guy hasn't been taken, removed from office already? He's an ongoing traitor, a misinformer, a liar. Engages in money laundering, sends his wife over there to the Ukraine to pick up the bag of money. And, of course, when you're the president, you don't have to go through security checks. You're above all that. And so is his wife. What do you think she went to the Ukraine for? The money laundering capital of Europe. That's the Ukraine. That's why everybody wants to help them out, because they don't want to lose their money laundering country. Yeah, friendly to the Western civilizations. Sure, there's other money laundering places. Chinese laundry, maybe? Anyhow, those poor people in China. You know, when dictators go bananas, man, they go. I mean, there are all those dictators. There aren't any good dictators, you know. But if there was a good dictator, that would be the best form of government. But the Chinese guy, Mr. Whatever his name is, Mr. Charlie Chan, he's really socking it to those people in those big cities with the lockdowns. And he's, tightening the screws, as the saying goes. He's making them suffer even more, you know. And all on make-believe things with make-believe tests and all over something that's not much more dangerous than a cold. If you believe it is, it's because you believe the propaganda. You know, that's the importance of understanding the truth. You know, when you're here on planet Earth, you're connected to the universe in a living system where your thoughts go out there. Even though this is still a quarantined world, your thoughts can penetrate the veil and go get out there and connect with the universe. And it happens in everybody's life. And the universe tries to determine what you want and arranges things for you to get what you want to some degree. Maybe not exactly how you envisioned it, but the universe is always working to serve the needs of everyone. So, you got to be careful about what you think. And because the Earth is in transit now, it's moving, it's vibrationally increasing from the parameters of the third dimension or zone of reality. As I explain in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, you want to become a smarter person? Get a copy of Connect the Dots Theory. I mean, I'm telling you about it here. You know, I'll tell you, I mean, I'll make you the guarantee. If you get a copy of my book, you know, you can get the e-book for $5 to $7. You can get it on your notepad or whatever. If you go out and invest that little bit of money, less than a gallon of gas, the way the price of gas is going up, and you don't learn anything from that book in one night, and you could read it in one night, and you could look at the pictures forever because they're that interesting. If you didn't learn anything, you contact me and tell me that you want your money back, and I'll personally give it back to you. All you have to do is mail me the receipt that proves that you paid from to download my book, the ebook on Notepad, or you actually bought the book. I still tell people buy the book. Sure, it's more money, but it's easier to study the pictures on the book because you can flip back from page to page quicker than you could ever do on a screen. Yeah. If you can't understand that or grasp it, well, you haven't tried it. But there's a lot of things done electronically that are actually slower than the manual way of doing it. So anyhow, that's it. Everybody listening to my voice, you can become a smarter person in one day just by buying my book. There's that much information there. I don't care if you're a college degree person with 12 years of college. My book has more information in it than you learned in those friggin' 12 years of college. Sure, you learned a few other things that are really probably not that important. Everything in my book is important. And you will learn something. There isn't a person walking the face of this earth that can't learn something from my book. So here's the question. Do you think you're so smart that you can't learn anything more? Do you have an ego problem that you're afraid that you might learn something? Are you worried about spending $5 to $7 for something that can educate you more than you could get from every college in the friggin' planet Earth here? I'm serious. I don't talk nonsense. I talk the truth, and I can back up whatever I say. Well, I should have a million sales by tomorrow if there's a million people listening to me. But if I don't know if I'm talking to nobody out there. This is, I've been conned that that there's people listening to the show. I don't know, but I'm telling you, it's that simple. You want to be more intelligent person and learn a lot of the things that have been kept from you, especially the pictures of the little things that fly around at night and leave the light trails that cameras can pick up. I don't know. If you have no interest in learning more, if you have no interest in everything I'm talking about here, I don't know. Why are you even living for, you know? If you want to be a dumbbell, why don't you just go jump off a cliff or something, you know? Or a big thrill, a 10-second thrill till you hit the bottom. Splat it out. Why just leave this world? I mean, there's so many wonderful things to learn here. And if you have no interest in learning, what's the point of your life? And if you think you know everything, yeah, you're freaking crazy. You know, I claim to be one of the most intelligent people walking the face of this earth, one of the most knowledgeable people, but that doesn't make me better than you or anybody else, and that doesn't say I know everything, but I claim to know a lot more about everything than anybody else does, and you prove me wrong, you know? It doesn't matter, you know? A lot of great sayings in the 20th century. One of them was, it doesn't matter either way. You know? And that's how I deal with something, you know. Occasionally people prove me wrong. Doesn't matter. You know? Okay, you proved me wrong. I'll say, oh, congratulations, you proved me wrong. It's been weeks since somebody proved me wrong. Doesn't matter, okay, when you have a rate of success of being right 99% of the time. It doesn't matter if you're wrong once in a while. It just doesn't matter, you know? But I still have the desire to learn more. And although, you know, learning is never anything. The only one who knows everything and doesn't need to know anything is God himself. And if you want to debate the himself thing, I've said it before and I'll say it again. The information is out there, you know? The original source of all there is, it's pure consciousness. There is no male, female. There is no gender. There is no sex. It's consciousness without body or form, you know? the, what's the word for it, the pronoun, he, him, that was invented in language long before there was a differentiation of words to express the female versus the male. In fact, male-female doesn't come into play until you get with what the creator gods create, the universe like we're in now on planet Earth. That was created by the creator god. Creator gods are created by two parts of the Trinity. The real God, single source of all that is, you know, is subdivided in himself into a Trinity. And again, the word him doesn't, when we say God himself, we're not saying that God is male. Pure consciousness has neither sex nor gender or differentiation. It's consciousness that's above all that. And the male-female bit doesn't happen until we get down to the worlds that we're in right now on planet Earth, which were created by the creator gods. It turns out this information is out there. How come you don't know about it? You know, I mean, this is an educational show. You know, I only found out about all this information I'm talking about because of when I went on a search of truth. And when you start searching for truth, the universe leaves the clues in front of you, and they guide you to where you can find the information. And this information, a lot of what I talk about, is in bookstores gathering dust. And the rest of it is out there in the real world, the world of Mother Earth, and the experiences you have with other human beings, many human beings. And nothing beats first-hand experiences, but there's still a lot of valuable information out there in books, but they're gathering dust because nobody talks about them, nobody promotes them. And that's the way it is. What can I say? Hey, so go out there and buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory. You can get the 8.5 by 11 full-size soft cover book at, with all the cool pictures, at Barnes & Noble. And, of course, you can get the ebook places like Amazon, iTunes. Look it up. Name of the book publishing company is Fulton Books. So much for that. So anyhow, back to some of the things I picked up the Alex Jones newsreel on Twitter. People are getting a little smarter. They're harassing the Supreme Court judges before their meeting on this major decision that's already leaked, that you've already made up their mind on, apparently. They've been, protesters have been showing up at the homes. Now, that's a smart idea. You know, harass these people, make them feel uncomfortable as their decisions are going to make you feel uncomfortable. And, protesting in front of the government down in Washington, that doesn't get you anywhere. I mean, because governments don't, in fact, you wonder why people wouldn't bother to protest anymore, because governments almost never listen to protesters. And if you want, for those of you who are participants in protesting, you need to have a follow-up plan. You need to do your protest, but then you have to have strategic physical actions that have to be enacted when the government doesn't listen to you or doesn't meet with you. You have to have that. Otherwise, and we're not talking about creating riots. We're talking about strategic physical actions that, like some of these protesters are now going to the homes of the Supreme Court justices, where you live, and start harassing them at their homes. And maybe they'll get the idea that, they need to be more considerate of the general public. I mean, I'll tell you right now, one of the things that you would want me to do as President of the United States. And you ought to be seriously contacting me through the radio station to help me get out on the campaign trail. You know, as a write-in candidate, I will have a victory if I have enough support people. I need a big support group. Every polling station has to be monitored so I can have an exact count, you know. And you ought to be thinking seriously about that, because you should know by now that both parties are crooked. And they'll never get beyond the logjam in Congress where there's 49% and 50% against each other every election. And you look, if you take a study statistics of the number of people elected from each party, it's roughly 48, 52, 50, 50, 49, 51, every election. You'd be surprised looking into it, the amount of votes cast in public elections for President of the United States. It's always the two biggest parties. I think there was one election in the whole of American history where a third party got a significant amount. And we're not talking about the Perot running for president either, though he maybe got 20% of the vote, but he got no electoral votes. That's another thing. Electoral votes have to go. I mean, this was, you know, if you understand how the whole thing started, they're an insult to the general public. The whole idea was when they came up with this idea for the electoral votes back in late 1700s was that the people were so stupid in the minds of the people who were setting up the government that they might make the wrong decisions as to who's the president. So therefore, we have to have something to override the public opinion if we deem it to be stupid. Now, that's an insult and a slap in the face. And anybody who wants to continue this insult, and it just creates for more manipulation of the vote and manipulation of the election. If the people in the Congress really want to do something for the people, they need to get rid of the electoral votes. Yeah, just scrap it. In fact, the Supreme Court should knock it down. These people are idiots. You know, and that's another thing about why everybody would want me to be the president of the United States, because believe me, I'll be on the attack on them, and I'll tell them, you know, I'll convince the public easily, and then I'll put pressure on the lawmakers to see that the Supreme Court has to have different credentials. One, first of all, these people can't be appointed for life, because when they get too old and senile, they're worse than Biden, and he's beyond that. He's like the walking dead. And we've seen it, you know, with some of the people who died. They got so damn old, you know, Ginsburg. And how can we allow old senile people to be? The idea of being that on that court for life, it's a stupid idea. It's illogical. And we need to change that. We need to change the credentials for being. No, they can no longer be appointed. They have to be voted in by the public, you know, in a fair election with real voting machines. We can't, but that's another thing we need to get rid of, the electronic voting machines. They all can be hacked. They all can be cheated with. And that's why both parties don't get rid of them, because that's the plan every election. And the one coming up in November for all the Democrats and Republicans in the U.S. Congress, that's the plan in the election, you know, cheat to win. Hey, Biden proved you could do it. Cheat to win. That's the only thing he proved that he could do, was cheat to win. And if you listen to our glorious vice president, Kamala Harris, they're constantly putting videos out there. This woman doesn't know her left hand from her right. She doesn't know how to talk without a teleprompter. Some of the idiotic, she makes AOC, if you know who I'm talking about, look like a genius. That's how bad she is. And we know she's a crook. We know she's dishonest. because it was brought out by the other candidates running for president, that it's known fact that when she was prosecutor that she withheld evidence so certain innocent people could get prosecuted. She's the vice president. Well, it's no worse than Biden. Money laundering, you know, it's the whole family. They got appointed positions on boards of big oil companies over in the Ukraine. They get paid $500,000 for doing nothing just so they can keep the money laundering connections open. Man, there's the reality. Well, you know, there's such a thing as I invented it a long time ago. I forgot how many years it was. Tamper-proof voting machines. There's no way, you know, we'll have to get all new machines, and they're non-electric too. And there's no way you can cheat on them. Again, it's just ingenuity. I am, an inventor of solutions and ingenious solutions. And that's right, we ought to move to tamper-proof voting machines. And that means throwing all the ones we have out now, you know, because they're not tamper-proof. And the systems we have, even for counting the handwritten ballots and the paper ballots, there's a better way to do it. You know, I've got the solutions. Hey, if you went to my website, 2020presidenttomedison.com, as of July, last July, or maybe even before that, I had it up on my site from the last election, the cure for this COVID nonsense, you know? Not one person contacted me. What does that say? You're going to leave it up to the pharmaceutical companies? They don't want the cure. They're part of the genocide depopulation plan because that's where the money is, you know? Plenty of money there, especially by the bankers. They print their own money. They can print up an infinite amount of money to bribe all the key people in the world. That's why we have this stupid scamdemic going still, because there's enough money to bribe enough people to keep the fake con show going. And even though everything that starting with the beginning of 2020, when they started this fake pandemic thing, even though it's been proven everything, not 99%, everything that mainstream media said, everything that every government said, everything the pharmaceutical company said, everything that the lying, fake, bribed doctors said was untrue. It was 100% misinformation and mind manipulation going on. And yet, even though the evidence has been brought forth that the whole thing is one of the biggest conspiracy ever devised on the human race, they're still out there doing it, you know? They don't care. Okay, so you caught us, but we're still going to promote the vaccines. Yeah, and that's where it's at right now. And here's another thing about doctors. Hey, you know, this. If you've got something important to say, number here is 888-627-6008. That's right. If you have a telephone, you can actually participate in this show. Isn't that amazing? Hey, a lot easier than trying to talk to your elected representative. Huh. They won't even see you. They won't even bother to give you a meeting. But yet you could come on the show and get heard by a listening audience. All you have to do is have a telephone and know how to key in the number. There you go. Don't say I didn't give you anything. And it doesn't cost anything. It's a toll-free number. So here's an important thing to understand about how fake the medical profession is and how wrongfully they're wrongdoing the general public. And the doctors themselves don't even understand that. How many times have we heard the story that people go to the doctors like it's God or something, and they say, what's my prognosis? And the doc says, I'll give you 6 months to live, or I'll give you 3 months to live, or, you know, you're going to have this for the rest of your life. You need treatment. radiation, you need chemotherapy. They tell you all these bad things. Well, like I was saying, the universe is listening. When they plant that bad idea into your head and you believe it, without even questioning, you just believe it as if the doctor was God and he knows what he's talking about, which is a stupid thing to do, to believe that. The universe sees that you accept that idea, and then it's his mind and your mind together are creating this fantasy that you're going to die in 2 months and that you need to take a chemotherapy. And then that helps the negative forecast on your life to become a reality. It's right. We're living in a very receptive universe. So it's important to understand, be careful what you think, be careful what you say, because the universe responds to what's being spoken and thought. That's the system you're in. I know no one ever told you, but you're being told right now. And that's the importance of projecting only good things. And of course, we all get tricked. We get tricked by the TV. We get tricked by the Hollywood violent movies to accept violence and killing and hate and revenge. These don't help us, any of these things. It keeps chaos, the norms of reality. You know, it keeps us in a chaotic living situation. So you got to learn to curtail your thoughts and your acceptance of things. You know, listen to the crap on TV now about everybody's jumping on the bandwagon. Yeah, send more weapons. So sending more weapons to a battle that shouldn't have never even started is not going to solve anything. It's going to create more chaos and more suffering and more killing. Of course, that's what the New World Order wants. They want anything to kill people. And then there's the evil demons, anything to make people suffer because they live off suffering. And that's, you know, a real analysis of what's going on. Oh, yeah, so back there, yeah, the protesters are planning on abortion. Proponents for abortions are planning on protesting out in front of Catholic churches because, you know, the Catholic Church is against it. But again, like I said, you know, the real solution to this problem is talk to reality about what it is to be a human being. You know, we're all consciousnesses. You know, when you think of who you are, you're a consciousness living a life as a human in a physical human body. That's who you are. It's not the other way around. You're not a body with a consciousness. No, it's you're a consciousness that moved into a body that was being grown in your mother's womb. And then you came out into the world and you got to keep that body if you made it that far. And that's whom you are. That's whom we all are. And because I'm on Twitter, I follow the people, the star seeds, and they're revealing me a lot of important information. But this has been going on for years. It's not just now. The information started trickling out about who we are and why we're here, I don't know, the last 50 years, if not longer. And all kinds of interesting bits and pieces to the big picture equation have come out as we all chose to come here. We didn't just consciously happen, no. First of all, consciousnesses are created by God. That's right, or his creator gods that he created. And but of course, even the creator gods have to use the ultimate power of God to co-create with God. And God being the single source of all there is, who subdivided into the Trinity, known as the Trinity of Paradise, these are the true power sources of all that is. And it's been explained to us that the reason evil exists because some consciousness got the idea, well, what would it be like to be unconnected from God? And so they they had enough scientific knowledge to know how to do that, and whether they shut off their DNA or whatever, eventually ending up doing it to other people, like on the here on Earth. I mean, supposedly for hundreds of thousands of years ago, bad ETs came here several times in the last half a million years, several times, many times. Yeah, bad ETs will come here, and they played with our genetics and shut off our DNA connections. Whereas we only have two of the 12 that we carry in our body, and of course the scientists label what they didn't understand as junk DNA, simply because these DNAs were shut off, and they were done shut off on purpose by the dark forces. And it's also been revealed to us that we all chose to come here, and that's how it works out. We're all consciousness from faster vibrating realms to heavenly realms. And we know about this place called planet Earth, where you can bring your consciousness into the womb of a baby, being Roman and a female, and come out into this world with possession of a physical body. And that's how it works. And they say you get to choose your own parents. So I guess, that could be happening too, And it's something to think about. But anyhow, the biggest part of the equation that will help explain a lot of the things that have annoyed the minds of thinking people for ages was the fact that part of the thing, because the dark forces still rule our world, our quarantine planet Earth, that in order to incarnate, the word is, to bring your consciousness, enter into the womb of a physical body growing inside a female, you have to agree to have your memory of all past existence erased while you're here. That's why most of us, we can easily buy into, as soon as we go to the public indoctrination system called school, where, we're told that, sometimes we've been told before that by our parents, that we're going to grow old and die, and that's it. And, no, we weren't being told the truth, that we were actually from the higher realms already, angelic realms, or even above that. And we came here and we agreed to have our memory wiped clean of whom we were before we came here. And of course, there's a way to, we're now being taught, post on the Twitter there about declaring your sovereignty and to declare all contracts, including the one of allowing your memory to be erased, be voided, so we can connect with our higher reality. We're just a portion of our total reality while we're a portion of our consciousness enters into this realm in a human body being born. So these are things that we should be talking about and thinking about. And we should be thinking about projecting love, projecting, which is the highest vibration. We can negate a lot of negative vibrations by projecting our love. Even a smile helps. Telling a joke helps, making people laugh. And we need to stay away from, ignore hating, ignore jealousy, ignore revenge, ignore violence. We have to make a mental conscious effort to stop these things. We learn all these bad habits on Earth so easily. We learn it from the bad people that have learned it before us, and we learn it from, television, movies that promote violence and revenge and all these other bad things, like hate, Hey, you got nothing to do? I got an album out there called CD. It's on the CD Baby. Put out there by CD Baby. I got an album called Songs Better Than Dylan. I got a song on there called Jerusalem. Look it up. Listen to it. In fact, all my CD Baby songs are on YouTube. That's one of the good things CD Baby does for you. They place your albums out there on YouTube, and anybody can go and listen to all the songs. So look up that song called Jerusalem, like the city. And it talks about leaving your hate and anger behind. We all want peace. Well, that's the only way it's going to happen. if you're not willing to leave your hate and anger behind, you'll never have peace. It's that simple. And I put it all into a song. Okay, I am coming to the end of the show. You know, I got 25 videos out there on YouTube. You're going to hear the lead guitar solo at the end of my song, Are You the Party in Kind? The video's up there on YouTube. Are You the Party in P-A-R-T-Y, apostrophe N. You know, Are You the Party in Kind? And, you know, a cool guitar lick. It's memorable. Followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. That's got a video of that, too, out on YouTube.com. You know, punching my name, Tom Edison, punching the name of the song. Some of the videos I have out there, you can just Google it, like Subway Fantasy. I got three of them out there. I'm going to have another one in a week or two. I'll talk about that next week. Anyhow, hey, tell your friends to tune in and listen and follow up on what I said, you know. It's time for all of us to take action and unite as individuals to be a collective, a powerful force against the 1% evil no-gooders who are still ruining everyone's life. Strategic physical actions, yes. Like the timekeeper said, the people's revolution is long overdue. And we can have a revolution without harming people or killing people. But we have to throw the bums out still, as the old saying goes. We have to set up alternative forms of government to replace the corrupt systems we have. Republics no longer work. Okay, Mr. Rangier, take us out of here now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here and took my stand. Without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world.